Welcome, everybody. Share number 1141. We're learning today, Lili Nishmas Moshe Doiv, Rebbe Zisel. Lili Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lurafua Shalema Sarafega Basle and Achama. Getting back to our Malacha of Tzad, trapping. Okay, so we finished sort of basically with the insect, the shilas which come up with insects in general. A few more odds and ends here and there. I just want to go through a few more. We started talking a little bit more about animals in general, but which we want to get into, like the bird and so on. We spoke about the bird cage last shir. I just want to talk about the fly a little bit more. Very important things, shailas, taka, that come up from the beautiful Sefer Macha in the Shiftecha. He brings down in the Piskei Dinim in the back of our Simen, Shin Tezayin, and these are shailas which come up all the time. So, first of all, we spoke about last time, a while back, we spoke about if there's a fly, again, in conjunction with flies. We finished right now, for now, anyways, with the bee and the mosquito and the stinging, or the biting insects. In general, fly is a fly, like has a din of an ant, sort of. I mean, the flies could bite, but be it as it may, a regular fly is not going to hurt anybody, but so there's a problem of capturing it. But we said the fly has a din. The Mechaber told us, the Shulchan Aruch told us, a fly has a din of enoi minoi nitzai, meaning it's not the regular type of thing that's captured for its usage. So therefore, it's a derabbanan. Even if somebody captures the fly to use it for whatever reason, the worst case scenario will be derabbanan. So interesting case. It brings down this person has a kitchen cabinet, right? I open up a kitchen cabinet to take out a dish or to take out something from my kitchen cabinet, and all of a sudden a house fly flies in. So now I got a problem. How do I close the kitchen cabinet? The question is, the question is, do I have to leave the doors of the cabinet open the whole Shabbos till the fly flies out? Then I can't, let's say the fly doesn't fly out. Obviously I can't kill it, right? I can't capture it. I can't put a cup over it. So what do I do? Could I close the doors of the cabinet? And it's not such a large cabinet. So there's a very, very, very famous, this whole in Shin Tes Zion, the whole Simen, a lot of klolim come out in Hilchas Shabbos, in conjunction with Psik Reishis, and Nichole, Lo Nichole, but there's an interesting thing, interesting klal, which there are some steerers in the Mishnah Berurah. We're not going to get into it. It's a little bit complicated right now. But be it as it may, I actually once spoke to my Rebbe, Rabbi Shlomo Perl, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, about it. He mentioned to me that all klolim and Shabbos in general apply like 85% of the time. Others want to say that there's certain steerers in the Mishnah Berurah in certain areas. But okay, be it as it may, we'll put that on the side for now. But when it comes to a psik resha with two derabbanans, the Mishnah Berurah says pretty clear in the Sharetzion also that a psik resha with two derabbanans would be mutter. There are some steerers, one has to be careful before you do it, but be it as it may, the point I'm trying to get at, we shouldn't use it all the time, but the point I'm trying to get at is that the Sefer Macha and the Shiftecha is applying it over here, whereby one will be able to close the cabinet. Because, let's see, what do we want to do? There's a fly, I took out a dish, I opened the cabinet, I took out a dish, for example, right? And it's not such a large cabinet, but there's a fly flying around, I just can't get it to go out. If I could swipe it out, you know, somehow fling my hand, good, very good. But I can't, like last time we spoke about grabbing onto it somehow and flinging it away. That's pretty hard to do with a fly anyways, but one would not be allowed to do that in this case. He's not bothering you, he's just in the cabinet. So you can't capture it. But the fly, don't forget, so what am I doing? I just want to close my cabinet doors. That's all. I don't want to keep my cabinet doors open because it's just in the way. A person could bang their head. It's just in the middle of the kitchen or whatever the case is. I just want to close my cabinet doors. I don't have a mind to trap the fly. What do I need the fly for? Right? Opposite. I want the fly to leave. I want the fly to go away. But he's not. He's staying in the cabinet. So now by me closing the doors of the cabinet, I'm just closing the doors of the cabinet. Oh, but you'll tell me it's a psik resha. It's going to happen automatically by me closing the doors of my kitchen cabinet, right? And again, it's not like a large room. It's a small cabinet. It's a fairly small cabinet. Not such a big cabinet, but it's enough whereby the fly could fly around. Let's put it like that. It's not like a cup where if you put a cup over an insect. It's a smallish cabinet, but it can still fly around, and I can't catch it. I can't, right? We spoke about last time, I can't catch the fly in one swipe. It flies around. I just can't catch it in one swipe. In other words, during the week, not on Shabbos, you're not allowed to, but during the week. So So that's so you have two derabbanans over here, and it's psikresha, because in other words, it's going to happen automatically by me closing the doors of the cabinet. Automatically, the fly will be trapped inside, right? So it's a psikresha, and I just have in mind to close the cabinet. The fly will automatically be or inevitably be trapped inside, but I don't have intentions to trap it. I want to get rid of it, and it's a fly. It's a eina mina nitzet. It's not a type of a creature which is captured. It's one derabbanan, right? And also another derabbanan that I can't catch a fly in one swipe in a cabinet, right? For sure not. I mean, if it's a very tiny space, maybe. But a cabinet that flies around, I can't catch it in one swipe. So it's another derabbanan. So you have over here a derabbanan, you have a psikresha with two derabbanans. And therefore, the Sefer Machon Lishivtecha, he says that you would be allowed to close the cabinet as long as you don't have intention to trap the fly, which most people would not. So that's what he says. He says, Machloikis emuter lizgar teva gedoyla, like a kitchen cabinet. It's a machloikis. If one could close a kitchen cabinet, and we're not talking about a large one where it's like a walk-in type closet. Obviously, that's not a problem at all. But it's a smallish cabinet whereby if I close it, it's some sort of trapping, right? To an extent, anyways. Machloikis emuter kitchen cabinet. He says, and a fly flew in. So it's a machloikis. It says, im mischaven l'tzudei sham. So he's saying, if a person has a mind to capture it over there, then we're running into a machloikis for whatever, the various different reasons. But still, be it as it may, you have two drabbanans. If you have kavana, you really, the bottom line is, when the dust settles, it's still a drabbana. But the bottom line is, we're trying to work to our case, which is where one does not have a mind, one does not have kavana to trap it. So he says, v'shaloi, v'chavana is mutter, then it would be okay. If somebody does not have intention, their intention is not to trap it. If you have intention to trap it, that's already running into issues and problems. But if you don't have intention to trap it, and I just want to close the cabinet doors, v'shaloi, v'chavana is mutter, then one would be allowed to close the cabinet doors, and again, we're talking about a smaller cabinet, not a large walk-in type cabinet. The Havib Sikresha betrayed your abundance, because it's really Sikresha, it's going to happen automatically, inevitably, like we said, by closing the doors of the cabinet, of the kitchen cabinet, with two drabbanans, which we said basically is a number one, it's an enem in a nisa, so it's not a capturable type of a creature, which makes it automatically one drabbanan, and also you're not going to be able to catch it in one swipe anyways, and you can throw in there another one, which is, like we said from the Rambam, the person really wants to get rid of it and not to keep it. So as long as a person does not have a mind to capture this fly and just to close the cabinet doors, Lamaisa, it would be okay if for whatever reason a person cannot swipe it away, you know, you swing your hand somehow without killing it, and usually it flies away. But if you can't do that, it's hiding behind the plates or whatever the case is, so then one will be allowed to close the kitchen cabinets. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Bracha Kol Tov.